I'm lost on the way back. So it'd be nice to take the footpaths rather than the country road. And I can't find the stile that gets me out of this field.
I can see a chimney just peeking out from the top of a hill. Or I should say a little mound. And today it's not rainy, but I think it might start raining. At least the path's not really wet. But it's rocky and it's covered with heather too. And I'm coming down into a little cove, a village that now doesn't exist, or at least exist in this site. And of course the only way to get here is by foot.
Oh man, so I'm currently walking through a bramble patch in shorts. Oh God. Trying to get to the higher ground at the top of the field. Try and see where the stile might be. Certainly wasn't where I ended up.
Oh. On the ground there's lots of branches or roots coming up, and now there's lots of ferns as well.
Grass is really high, buttercups, but mainly thistles.
There's rocks jutting out of the grass everywhere.
Also, I just got this weird paranoia. I suddenly remember that grass snakes exist in England. A few weeks ago, I was on a walk in Brazil and a great big green snake came out in front of us. It scared the living daylights out of me. So now I can't stop thinking about the fact that that might happen in rural parts of the East Midlands.
Now I can see the two gables of the house to my left. And there's sheep grazing beside it. And there's rocks out in the middle of the sea, which I'd hope were there might be seals, but I can't see any, unfortunately.
Don't know where to go.
So I'm not sure whether I should go down or go left. I'm going to go back a bit.
So I'm going to climb over this dry stone wall.
I guess I should just go left here so I can get to the house on the left. Yeah, this looks like a path.
Legs are really stinging. Oh. Where the hell's this footpath?
This is all grassy, this path. And a bit boggy. Yeah. So it's all completely overgrown. The house, all that's left are the walls, and there's a chimney, and loads of sheep.
I made it. Feeling quietly elated. It's quite an effort. Had to sort of scramble up onto a dry stone wall, which had a tree, but then quite a steep drop on the other side. So I sort of scrambled around the tree and vaulted off it. Landed without injuring myself. And now I'm back on the road.
Just coming up the path now, covered in sheep dung. Yes, hello, it's me. You've all seen me. So pretty wrecked. It's actually in pretty good nick as far as ruined cottages go around here.
I can see the whole of the town that I grew up in. laid out in front of me. It's quite small, about 6,000 inhabitants. The other side of the little valley is the large quarry, which was the main industry for years here.
So I'm looking at this wall, the front wall, and it's got the beam to the door still there, and the windows. There's bits of wood sticking out one of the windows.
Behind the trees over there is the house that my parents still live in. It wasn't the house I grew up in. The house I grew up in was right in the centre of town. But I lived here from when I was born to when I was 18. And I'm just struck by this idea now. I come here, I think, where's home? I call, is this home? I don't know.
And the chimney is kind of still there. It's now pretty broken and lots of the chimneys sort of fallen through. There's a chimney either side, actually. One's a bit bigger. I think that must have been where they would have had a stove or something, and then the other's like a kind of fire chimney, but there's lots of bits of metal which would have been the grate and everything.
I kind of hibernate when I'm here. Hibernate socially as well as sleeping a lot. I've been living in exclusively urban environments since I left here when I was 18. And so the sound of not much happening is really the sound of silence, the sound of peace and tranquility. But I get restless after a couple of days even. It starts to cling to me and I feel uncomfortable, I feel claustrophobic. I think I need the noise of the city, for now anyway.
It's really quiet, apart from the wind. You can always hear the wind here. And you can always hear the sea if you're standing anywhere near the coast, you can hear it somewhere. There's two seagulls flying past. Oh, that was a bit of wood.